Welcome to the IT Experience Podcast. This is our monthly ITXM Insights episode, where we go through the current developments in the IT experience management world. Let's get on with this month's insights. Welcome to this new format of the IT Experience Podcast. So actually, now we wanted to start doing a monthly recapping of all the current issues that are ongoing in the world of IT experience management, XLAs, and so on. So we decided that every month we'll gather up with Sami and Sakari, and we'll look at all the nice articles that we have found online, maybe some stories from events, from customers that we have heard, to kind of just talk about the current things. So great to have you here, Sakari and Sami. How do you feel about the new format?
Let's see. It'll be interesting how it goes.
Yeah. To start it off, let's share a little bit about a certain event that we actually had. And it was something called the ITXM Summit. And you can actually go to our website on the homepage, and there's this box on the right side. If you're just now listening to this as an audio, there's also a YouTube version where you have a video of us sharing stuff and showing diagrams and so on. But here, if you go to the replay ITXM Summit, you can find all these sessions. So we had Osvaldo Santos from Nestle talking about their journey, Chris Frazee from Campari Group, and then Niall Keating also talking about XLAs based on the XLA white paper that the huge summit did with Neil earlier. The success of the event kind of blew us off. So there was almost 1,000 people registered for the event. There were hundreds of people watching it live in different sessions. And now, of course, it's available on demand. So please go and check it out. It's free. You just go to the website. You can start clicking and watching here all the sessions. And yeah, I would especially like to thank Osvaldo, Chris, and Neil for joining us and all the participants of that. How did the event feel for you, Sami and Sakari?
Really great event. I really enjoyed, and of course we enjoyed much more the others speaking than myself. And sorry guys, even you speaking, but it was really kind of a, I would say even a learning for us, both from the concept side, because this was the first ITXM Summit, and for sure we are now doing another one later on this spring. But it really was a kind of a experience to hear them, how proudly Osvaldo and Chris were talking about their journeys. And that really always sounds so good.
And I think that one aspect that was also very good was that it was very practical. I mean, it wasn't just theory and concepts, but they really told the story about how they are doing experience management today in their IT organization and how they are proving value for the business as a whole by doing so.
Yeah, I totally agree. So yeah, thanks for everybody joining. There were also a lot of questions during the event. But then part of this monthly format is to deep dive into a few of articles that and maybe reports and statistics that we have found online. And maybe to kick it off, we could take a look at one new blog that actually you, Sami, wrote with Roy Atkinson, the CEO and principal advisor from Clifton Butterfield LLC. Do you want to summarize a bit on what the trends driving IT experience management article is all about?
First of all, big thanks for Roy. It's always a pleasure to discuss this kind of stuff with him and discuss about everything, Formula One or whatever. But this time we were discussing, second time we were discussing about what is going to happen this year. We did the same thing in the for 23. And some of the kind of themes are the same. But of course, there has been quite a lot of changes during this 1 year. And I think the biggest changes that we talk about in this article as well is the AI. We did talk about it already 1 year ago. But of course, last year was a kind of big jump in that area. And it came to be better known by everybody. And not only the people that are believing in the AI stuff, but now it's more norm for everybody. But we talked about that in that article. Also, we talked about the whole market, human-centric IT and all that what is going on and the IT budgets in overall. And in that area, there is a bit more positive tone that we feel. And I think that is also underlined in the other documents that we are going to go through today, that IT is believing there is a bit more money, resources to be used in this area during this year. But also, we are talking about resources, and now, sorry, people resources, the humans running human-centric IT. But it's a And we talk about it from the perspective that in some cases we see still that as a challenge for IT. Or IT is seeing that a so big different thing that what we have now in IT, what kind of people we are now having experience might be a totally new thing for them. So how to train people, and on the other hand, do we have to recruit totally different kind of people to the team? So these are main themes in there, that how the market is changing, how AI is involving this area, and also from the what kind of people we in IT need. So those are the things that we are talking most in this article.
Any takeaways from your side?
Yeah, I think the one aspect of AI is, of course, the efficiency piece, or providing more value, being able to automate things and get IT to be more efficient by implementing AI tools. But the interesting part there is that while the previous year maybe was focusing on how to do more with less, then one thing that is highlighted in this article was to do a lot with a little more. And I think that's also one of the pieces where the AI aspect, you invest a little bit into AI and the expectation is that you will get a lot out of it. And all of this ties back together. How can we demonstrate business value of AI? So well, interesting to see where this goes in 2024.
Yeah.
And Pasi, sorry, maybe...
Go ahead, Sami. Yeah.
I was just thinking that maybe I can add here that, hey, book a demo with us if you want to see how AI is used on our product. And that was the commercial part of this webinar.
All right. But then if you want to go and read this, so there's a link in the show notes. You can, of course, find it from our website. But then the next article that we found actually highlights a little bit something that where we have been focused all the time, which is the human-centric IT. So there was a quite recent article by Forrester, by Andrew Hewitt and Carlos Casanova, about the future of IT experience monitoring is human-centric. Sakari, you stumbled upon this, so what's your analysis of the article Forrester has written?
Yeah, I think when it comes to experience monitoring, of course, there's different approaches to this. And depending on which roles in IT are looking at experience, they will look at it from a different lens. But what Forrester now concludes is that there is no shortage of tools available today to monitor experience. We have lots of data. But the one common theme that they believe is the future of understanding the experience is to be holistic about it. And really looking at it from the human side and understanding how IT can best enable business users in the very human-centric approaches.
And I think, Sakari, you were also interviewed for this research that they did. I think there are some quotes about from you as well in the research, which is, of course, very nice to see. And that is not on the webpage here, but it's on the real report. But it's one interesting thing here that links this to also the thing what we did with Roy is that they are talking about AI in this report. And one of the key findings they are putting out there is that they interviewed a bit more than 150 people that are doing responsible AI in their organization. And those guys said that 33% of people, they expect that they're going to use generative AI in their work during 2024. Mm. For me, that sounds quite a low number, in fact, what I was expecting to see. But even, and when thinking about who that was asked from, but maybe people who are responsible for AI in the big organization are more realistic than I am when it comes to the situation. But for me, that was a kind of an interesting finding in this one.
Yeah. But yeah, this was really interesting. And like you mentioned, there is a full report behind this article. So again, I'll put the link to this article on the show notes. Please go check it out, and then you can find your way to the actual report. I think this kind of, you know, now we have been talking about human-centric IT, you know, AI and so on. So I think this kind of takes us to the last article that we found for this month, which is from ITSM Tools about ITSM advice for 2024. And even though we are talking about, and this is something actually where some of you contributed, but I'll first maybe highlight a few other things that now relate to the conversation we're having. So there was Barclay Ray saying that, yeah, bots and AI, you know, those are the things they can deliver value, efficiency. But don't forget that you are still dealing with people, not just end users and numbers. People who do the work daily and those who rely on them. So again, it kind of comes back to the human centricity, even though we're talking about new technologies, AI, and so on. And then there was also again Simon Jo Moore saying that the human element is always and will be the underlying focus you need, regardless of industry area of the organization or individual path. So again, yet another person saying that it's still humans, you know, don't get too caught up with the AI and the technology and all that. It's still the human, the people, the employees of the company who are using all these tools, who are using the IT services. What did you, Sakari, find this before we let Sami to summarize what Sami added to the article?
I think this just highlights exactly the same thing that in IT often, I think maybe the utopia would be that IT would function perfectly all the time. There would be artificial intelligence taking care of all issues, and there wouldn't be a need for the human element. I mean, we know that we want to say that humans are the most important thing and should be human-centric. But I think also there is this dream of being able to have technology that is so frictionless and so perfect that it never requires support. But before we get there, and this is far away in the future, I think, it still is one thing that David Barrow highlights from Soul 7 Studio. He highlights that practice makes perfect. And I think this also goes nicely in hand with what we have seen among our customers, that it is a journey. You need to start working with transparency and with trust and together learn how do you implement new technologies while still remaining human-centric. So this practice makes perfect, I think, is a good thing for IT to just consider that you will make mistakes. You will sometimes implement things that don't have an impact on humans. But by having the data available and understanding how people feel will help you then do better next time. And like that, you get towards perfection.
Perfect. Nice summary on that. But yeah, Sami, you contributed a bit, and maybe it's a bit related to the article you did with Roy as well. But what were the things that you highlighted in this article?
Exactly the same ones that I talked with Roy about, the resources of having right people involved, and talking about the AI part, and as well the kind of the maturity of the human-centric IT and that being the focus. But if you, Pasi, scroll down a bit in that page, there is a list of different things that Sophie Danby, who is behind collecting this feedback, this one. So I would really recommend you guys to read this article. It has different sections about these recommendations coming from, I would say, 25 people or something like that. These are all people that have seen IT from ITSM perspective from different angles. So there is a lot of kind of views on the ITSM tools, AI in service management, the people and organization structure, experience management, and the value of service management. So small snippets. So it's kind of having, I would say there might be even conflicting opinions in it, which is totally fine, of course, and a good thing. But you will find information there that might get you thinking. And I really love this format that Sophia is using in. And I think they have done this several times. I have been part of it at least two times now. Yeah. But it's a great format. There are great people in it, and I really enjoy to be part of that network.
Yeah. And I think maybe one of the things that I would maybe highlight from your comments is that this kind of decision-making thing, that why human-centric IT, well, it's really about, when you think about IT investment decisions in 24, what would you need to focus on? Like, what is really the outcome? What are the right things to do? So maybe that's maybe a part to read from that article as well. But then we head out to the last section of this monthly podcast, which is really about the use case of the month. Because I think that these are always the things when we are having our user groups, our customers sharing stories with each other. So we thought that we maybe bring some of these outside of the closed community that is the Happy Signals users, but anonymously sharing some wins and some use cases that our customers have achieved. And there was this story from one customer saying that another team was about to invest in some external development work for a service when our champion showed them the experience data. In fact, the users were really happy with that. And it turned out that it was just one loud person requesting for the change, which would have been really expensive. So actually they were able to use the experience data and show the big volume of actually happy users on that, and managed to save the money for something else. What do you guys think about this?
I love the story because it's not only a story, it's a US customer of ours. But the thing there is that realistically, IT always has limited budget. And when we talk about human-centric IT, we are talking about using the money to maximize the value to the rest of the organization. So not for IT itself only, but for the rest of the organization, making the employees more happy and more productive. And this is a great example of that. It's not always that you find a thing that is lacking and you put resources on that. You have a better understanding, so you allocate your resources in a more productive way. And as you said, I think this is one of the case examples of where there was one person that was having a strong opinion. And that is the risk if IT is only having individual stakeholders that we are talking with, and we are believing that is the whole truth. We are humans. We all have our own views. So having data of people experience really helps in there. So that's why I just love it. It's IT decision making in practice.
Sakari, anything to add on that?
No, I think Sami said it so well. So for this time, I'll just be quiet.
Yeah. But hey, that ends our first monthly thing. As you maybe see, this is still like a new format for us. But we try to keep it very casual and always bring these external things and these use cases that we have heard. So hopefully, even if you meet us now in the coming events in the spring, maybe there's some of those stories then we actually share in this podcast as well. But thank you for being part, and see you again next month.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this month's ITXM Insights. This is available as an audio podcast through our YouTube channel and also as a newsletter. If you haven't yet registered, please go to happysignals.com/ITXM Insights.